Ich bin die Antje und als Coach für Lebensfreude weiß ich ziemlich gut, echte Lebensfreude gibt es nur mit Freiheit. In jeder Hinsicht und zu jeder Zeit. Nun ist Freiheit aber kein Selbstläufer, sondern wir müssen sie schützen. Und Demokratie bedeutet für mich nicht nur Meinungsfreiheit, sondern auch unbedingt die Anerkennung, dass wir alle füreinander verantwortlich sind. Als Mami von inzwischen 3 erwachsenen Kindern weiß ich, Partizipation beginnt in den Köpfen von uns Eltern. Wenn wir wollen, dass unsere Kinder in einer freien und offenen Gesellschaft leben, dann müssen wir heute Verantwortung übernehmen. Und daher ist es für mich gar keine Frage, gib der Demokratie deine Stimme. Hashtag geh wählen.
The Mountain Is You dives deep into the concept of self-sabotage, revealing how our unconscious needs and coping mechanisms play a role in this destructive behavior. The author emphasizes the impact of irrational fears and negative associations, which ultimately lead to resistance and discomfort. However, the key to conquering self-sabotage lies in altering limiting belief systems and embracing discomfort, crucial steps towards creating long-lasting change. This chapter brilliantly examines the numerous factors that contribute to self-sabotage, urging readers to confront their personal situations and carve a path towards transformation. Key takeaway: self-sabotage is often a result of unconscious needs and coping mechanisms that fulfill those needs. Carl Jung's experience of developing neurosis and fainting spells can serve as a prime illustration of how self-sabotage can stem from unconscious needs. In Jung's case, his unconscious longing to evade an unpleasant school environment was inadvertently satisfied through his own self-destructive actions. Key takeaway: self-sabotage can stem from irrational fears and negative associations, leading to resistance and discomfort. The fear of being a passenger in a car is a vivid example of how irrational fears can result in behaviors that harm oneself. What drives this fear could be a fear of losing control or a fear of progressing forward, both of which might serve as underlying factors that contribute to this irrational behavior. Consequently, this fear generates resistance and discomfort, compelling the individual to avoid or sabotage any situation that involves riding in a car. Key takeaway: changing limiting belief systems and embracing discomfort are vital steps in overcoming self-sabotage and achieving lasting change in life. Revising the content to make it more readable, changing limiting belief systems involves challenging and replacing pre-existing negative and false beliefs. By recognizing and questioning these beliefs, individuals can overcome self-sabotage. For instance, challenging the notion that all wealthy individuals are terrible allows for a more positive and empowering mindset towards financial stability. Embracing discomfort is also crucial as it requires individuals to step outside their comfort zones in order to achieve lasting change and overcome self-sabotage. In the book, The Mountain Is You, there is a section called "There's No Such Thing as Self-Sabotage" that explores the idea of self-sabotage stemming from unmet needs and desires. The author introduces the concept of subconscious commitments and core needs, which helps readers understand why they engage in self-destructive behaviors and provides guidance on how to overcome them. Overcoming self-sabotage involves facing repressed emotions, pushing through discomfort to take action, and separating action from feelings. By acknowledging and addressing these patterns, readers can develop constructive habits and align their actions with the identity they want to achieve. Key takeaway: self-sabotage is often a result of habits and behaviors that are intelligently designed by our subconscious to meet unfulfilled needs or desires. The book highlights a common form of self-sabotage, which is our fear of facing unpleasant emotions. According to the author, when we stop engaging in self-destructive behavior, suppressed emotions that we may not have even realized were there begin to resurface. This fear of experiencing uncomfortable emotions can hinder our progress and prevent us from making positive changes in our lives. It is a clever defense mechanism that our subconscious employs to shield us from potential discomfort. However, if we acknowledge and comprehend this fear, we can conquer self-sabotage and confront these suppressed emotions. This, in turn, can lead to personal growth and fulfillment. Key takeaway: identifying our subconscious commitments and core needs can help us understand why we engage in self-sabotaging behaviors and how to overcome them. The book gives another example that focuses on the idea of core commitments and core needs. It suggests that our self-destructive actions often come from deep-rooted subconscious commitments, which are our main goals or desires in life. These commitments are what we truly want above all else, even if we don't consciously realize it. By recognizing our core commitments and uncovering the core needs that drive them, we can better understand why we engage in self-destructive behaviors. This understanding allows us to find healthier ways to meet these needs and ultimately conquer self-sabotage. Key takeaway: overcoming self-sabotage requires confronting repressed emotions, taking action despite discomfort, and disconnecting action from feeling in order to restructure our comfort zones. The book highlights the significance of separating our actions from our emotions in order to overcome self-sabotage. According to the author, our feelings are naturally inclined to seek comfort and safety, making it difficult for us to take the necessary steps towards positive change. However, by employing logical reasoning to guide our actions instead of solely relying on emotions, we can surpass this initial reluctance and push through despite any discomfort. This conscious effort to detach action from feeling enables us to redefine our comfort zones and gradually develop a preference for behaviors that benefit us, ultimately leading to personal growth and success.
Hallo liebe Hundefreunde, in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog erzählt uns Lisa, wie sie Raketenwissenschaft nutzen konnte, um ihren Pflegehund Mia auf ihr neues für immer Zuhause vorbereiten zu können. Was sich genau dahinter verbirgt, erfahrt ihr überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Und natürlich bekommt ihr auch wieder viele gute Tipps von unserer Hundeexpertin Melanie Lippisch. Wir hören uns also bei
Iswas Dog. Ein Herrchen möchte lernen, seinen Hund besser zu verstehen. Mit Malte Asmus.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Hallo, hier spricht Timo Latsch. Ich bin der stellvertretende Sportressortleiter von RTL. Der ein oder andere kennt mich vielleicht auch als Sportmoderator von NTV. Ich schaue also berufsbedingt sehr viele Nachrichten und bekomme im Moment ein ziemlich ungutes Gefühl in der Magengegend, wenn ich mitbekomme, was in den USA passiert. Aber auch hier in Europa, in Österreich, direkt in Deutschland vor unserer Haustüre. Es sind ganz sicher komplizierte, anspruchsvolle Zeiten, aber einfache Lösungen sind nicht immer die richtigen und garantiert sind Lösungen von 1933 die falschen. Und deswegen geht am 23.02. wählen, gib der Demokratie deine Stimme, Hashtag geh wählen.